It's pretty exciting. I think you worked all summer and your whole career to get to this point, and to be able to start up in the NHL, it's definitely an exciting feeling.
What were the last couple of days like for you, the anticipation?
Yeah, I was pretty anxious just to kind of wait and find out. It's kind of out of your control once the exhibition season's done, so I was pretty nervous, but pretty happy when I heard the news.
Did you get a call, or do you just kind of hope you don't get a call over the last couple of days?
Yeah, I think you just hope you don't get a call. I know we woke up yesterday morning and Nikolaj Ehlers, he got a call and then he ended up going to the rink and then, so I didn't. So I was just hoping I didn't get one.
What was it like at the moment? Did you talk to Nick about it, what it would be like? Or?
No, we didn't really talk too much about it. I know we were both working pretty hard and hoping for the best for both of us, but we didn't really go over it too much.
What's it like to see a young guy like that go down? You've experienced that yourself.
Yeah, I think he's got a tremendous future, and he showed a lot of skill in the exhibition, and I think Jets fans can be really excited about the future with him. He's going to be a great player, so I think he's going to go back and dominate the Q again, I guess, and then come back next year, and he'll be an even better player.
Adam, your dad spent a lot of years in this league and knows how it works as well as anybody. When you talk to him about getting the news or being a part of things here to start the year, how much of it is where to go and how much of it is get to work?
Yeah, I think you can enjoy it for a little bit, but at the same time, you can always get sent down, and nothing's permanent. In the sports world, you got to continue to work hard and you got to continue to get better every day. So I'm going to enjoy it for a little bit, but I know that nothing's set in stone.
Have you had a chance to talk to Dad about things?
No, not yet. So no, I found out this morning, so I haven't really had a chance to talk to anyone yet.
What do you think made the difference for you this year?
I think just overall, I started to get even stronger than I was last year. I think that helped my skating improve even more. And going into the pro game, you really learn the pro style, and I think that's really helped me. It's allowed me to improve my defensive abilities even more, and I think it's sharpened me up overall as a player.
How did you say you found out this morning? Did you have a conversation? Did someone call you? How did it work?
I actually just talked to Paul on the ice probably like 25 minutes ago.
Wow, what did he say to you?
He just said that they've been happy with my camp and to continue to working hard, and I'm going to get a chance early on in the first couple weeks and just try and make the most of it.
It looks like you're in the wing with Pro and Buff. What's it like to play with those type of experienced players?
Yeah, I think it's going to be huge. Buff's probably one of the most skilled players on the team, and Perreault has come in and just really shown why they picked him up. He's a great center, and he's great with the puck, and they're both great in the offensive zone. So, we're going to have a lot of chances to create some offense playing with those two guys, and, I'm looking forward to it.
Is that what they told you they want from the third line, is obviously be responsible but produce when you can?
Yeah, I think especially when you look at the two other players I'm playing with, Buff's always been a good point producer, and Perreault, is coming off a pretty good season in Anaheim last year. And I think those two guys in the offensive zone, they're really good with the puck, and they create a lot of chances. So I think Paul wants all the lines to be responsible defensively, and especially from the first three lines, I think he really wants us to be able to chip in offensively.